Well, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott made a surprise appearance on Facebook Live last night and signed into law a bill that establishes criminal and civil penalties for government entities and law enforcement agencies that don't comply with federal immigration laws and detention requests. In short, it's a ban on sanctuary cities. The ACLU of Texas calls the new law a racist and wrong-headed piece of legislation. It goes into effect on September 1st. The law is seen as a reaction to moves by a number of cities and institutions that offer a safe haven to people in the country illegally, and that includes some school districts in California. From Here and Now contributor KQED, Anna Tintakalis reports from Sacramento. Tanto
tiempo disfrutamos. This is Liz Villanueva's fourth period Spanish class at Luther Burbank High School in Sacramento. Most of her students are Latino. She punches up some music to get kids thinking about the language.
I think language is power. That's what I try to teach my students. You know, when you are able to use the language and you're able to make connections with anybody, it's a vehicle that transports you. It takes you to different routes.
Villanueva grew up in Mexico and is now a U.S. citizen. But her mom crossed illegally, which is why she helps undocumented families find immigration attorneys. Villanueva says once President Donald Trump took office and threatened to ramp up deportations, one of her attorney friends said to expect even more families to get torn apart. She says that broke her heart.
And when he was leaving, he told me, Liz, be strong. Be strong for them. They have you. That's why I begin to bring more resources.
And that's why she was thankful when the Sacramento Unified School District declared itself as a safe haven. That means schools here will not cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. California school districts are taking the lead when it comes to making this pledge. Roughly 60 have adopted resolutions. And now school districts in other states, including Michigan, Alabama, and Wisconsin, are following suit. But teachers and principals say they can only do so much. And parents say they worry about what might happen before or after the school bell rings.
Take this after-school sports event, track and field. There's a bunch of kids. The stadium is packed. What if federal immigration officials came onto this field?
What we know is that we only have control over our space and the confines of our school day.
Jesse Ryan is Sacramento Unified's school board vice president.
And that means having very uncomfortable conversations about, in worst-case scenarios, having families deported and how we support the remaining children.
A recent high-profile case in Los Angeles underscores that, when ICE arrested an undocumented father taking his daughter to school.
United, we'll never be divided. We'll never be divided.
At a contentious town hall forum in Sacramento, ICE Acting Director Tom Homan maintained that the agency's top priority is still deporting undocumented immigrants with criminal histories. Still, he knows families are keeping kids home out of fear.
Listen to me now. I don't want children not going to school.
He told the angry crowd that his department has a policy of sensitive locations, like schools. But he said ICE agents can still legally go on campus if they have orders to arrest someone.
I understand immigration enforcement is a very emotional topic. I get that. But we're law enforcement officers that take a solemn oath to enforce the laws of this country, and that's what we're going to do.
But organizations like the ACLU say schools have legal rights when it comes to dealing with ICE. Federal immigration agents must have a warrant to pull a student or parent from school, or have a subpoena if they want student information. But many school officials across California don't know that. Several districts recently were found to have collected information about the legal status of their students, which is against the law. For its part, Sacramento Unified is doing what it can to ease fears. And that means a lot to 15-year-old Felix. He was born here, but most of his family is undocumented.
Even if something bad were to happen, I know that if I were to come here, my teachers would support me and they would help me through it.
Pocket-sized pamphlets have been sent home, spelling out the rights of immigrant families and school officials are holding confidential meetings with parents to encourage them to send their children to school. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Tintopoulos in Sacramento.